the business, social research, or marketing research communities are deeply skeptical of data science as a discipline. Furthermore, they are skeptical especially because of the human factor. Matt Asney, VP of Mobile at Adobe, notes that since the role of the data scientist is to impose the right questions on data, this very exercise brings with it a bias which can contaminate the resulting BI. Statistician Nate Silver adds, "Big data is sometimes seen as a cure-all, as computers were in the 1970s. Chris Anderson wrote in 2008 that the sheer volume of data would obviate the need for theory and even the scientific method. These views are badly mistaken. The numbers have no way of speaking for themselves. We speak for them. We imbue them with meaning, and we may construe them in self-serving ways that are detached from their objective reality." But this logic belies one key fact. Not all bias is bad. Bias informed by experience and knowledge of the topic area being explored is our friend. Bias based on practical, pragmatic analysis of real-world situations and real-world information needs is our friend. Fact is, there's a subjective aspect to data science which does not exist in fields involving the practice pure science. Fields such as chemistry, where one is looking for strictly defined and provable empirical results. The informed and rational bias of the data scientist in the process of unearthing, combining, and imposing questions on data is not only a valid aspect of the overall equation, but a fundamentally necessary element of the overall equation. Bottom line, data science is essentially social science. And social science, although based on empirical, statistical research, is largely subjective. The proof of the value of data science is the undeniable result seen by many firms. A rigorous Harvard Business Review study has determined that the more companies characterize themselves as data-driven, the better their performance in purely objective measures, such as operational and financial results, not to mention stock price appreciation. Per the study, companies in the top third of their industry in the use of data-driven decision-making were, on average, 5% more productive and 6% more profitable than their competitors. This performance difference remained robust after accounting for the contributions of labor, capital, purchased services, and traditional IT investment. It was statistically significant and economically important, and was reflected in measurable increases in stock market valuations. When practiced in an optimal manner, data science should be a maverick, revolutionary, upstart element which challenges and disrupts the assumptions of traditional business models and shines a new light on previously dark knowledge, thus creating new BI which the enterprise can and should leverage to fundamentally transform procedures, products, and profitability. This new knowledge is the something that comes out of nothing through the practice of data science. The ultimate program is to derive BI, which informs constructive change, sometimes known as creative destruction, and growth within the enterprise. As industry pundit Andrew McAfee sums up, data-driven decisions tend to be better decisions. Leaders will either embrace this fact or be replaced by others who do. In sector after sector, companies that figure out how to combine domain expertise with data science will pull away from their rivals. We can't say that all the winners will be harnessing big data to transform decision-making, but the data tells us that's the surest bet. Chapter 2. Introducing Data Science to the Enterprise. Data science infers an evolution beyond the traditional rigid output of aggregated data, business intelligence. It is a use case-driven iterative and agile exploration of granular data with the intent to derive insights and operationalize these insights into downstream applications. Annika Jimenez Greenplum. There go my people. I must run and follow them, for I am their leader. Mohandas Gandhi. Introducing data science to the enterprise often requires fundamental change in the culture of the enterprise, particularly vis-a-vis the process of decision-making and the hierarchy of decision-makers. In the traditional corporate model, with an absence of precision,